Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! and Bucks, yeah! every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Tommy Wirtz, Charlie Usen here with you, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Don't worry, we'll talk more Brewers. You guys all want to be sad and angry and not happy as well. I'm trying to avoid that. So we've been mixing up Brewers, Packers, Brewers, Packers, Brewers, Packers as much as possible today. And we are getting into another Packers segment. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. I believe, if memory serves me correct, Charles, Jovan Alford, Dairyland Express, Total Sports Live, is the first guest we ever had on this station.
I believe so.
A little over a year ago when it was you and me, and now we are back reunited. It feels so good. Jovan, how we doing, my man?
I'm doing good. Always glad to be on with y'all talking ball. Always.
Yeah.
Always,
man. Yeah, and I'm glad we waited until the Packers like totally look like nothing will go right ever again so that we can talk about it. But a bounce-back game, the potential for a bounce-back game after the early bye and the Packers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals this week. After the bye, did you feel like it was a good time for a bye for Green Bay, Jovan? Did you think that maybe we saw Green Bay get unlucky with their bye situation? But after those two games beforehand, maybe the perfect time for Green Bay to take a week off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think for if you're a Packers fan, I think the bye came at a perfect week, especially from the health department, especially on that offensive line. The offensive line, I think, probably has been one of the bigger, points and talking points around this team outside of the special teams gaffes, which are a whole nother thing.
Don't even bring it up. I was going to go the whole interview never bringing up special teams, Jovan. And bye ain't going to fix that.
No. But the bye definitely helps fix this injury problem. And it seems like, Banks and Tom are both on track to play. Both lists is questionable for Sunday's game. So if you're a Packers fan, you should be taking a huge sigh of relief. The bye came at a perfect time to get everybody healthy, and you hope that leads to better play on the field on Sunday against a Bengals team who you should be, who have lost three straight coming into Sunday.
So, Jovan, you brought up the health of this offensive line, and Zach Tom and Aaron Banks both been questionable, both looking good. Zach Tom said he feels pretty comfortable, ready to play for Sunday. With that being said, we've seen both these guys say they're ready to play and then come out of games pretty early here. We do a segment here on Wisconsin Sports Daily every Friday called Confident, Concerned, and Curious, where we go through the Packers game, what we're confident, concerned, and curious about. My curious was about Jordan Morgan and where I felt like he's going to play first on this offensive line in this game at some point. Anthony Belton is probably out of this game, hasn't practiced all week. Mm-hmm. Where do you foresee Jordan Morgan playing first, and what do you expect from him if he does have to end up going into this game, which is probably going to have to go into this game?
Yeah, no, I think the Jordan Morgan thing has just been so wild for a guy that's a former first round pick, and just how like the Packers, I think, are almost like spreading him too thin, because it seems like they were putting him at one spot, putting him at tackle, then he's at guard. But it's like most teams have a swing tackle and you have designated guards to, you know, back up. Like, you're giving this kid like a little too much to, like, you know, do whatever. If you want to put him at tackle, stick him at tackle. Luckily, like you said, Tom and, you know, Walker seems like he's good to go. I think that's good. So I think, and Banks is obviously good on the left side, so that's great. You know, you hope that if those guys are okay, and like you said, if they don't have to come out, you know, into a quarter, you can say, okay, Jordan, you can kind of, you know, relax, just take a deep breath. But if you need, you know, for example, if Tom goes out and or Banks goes out again, you probably should feel comfortable in saying, hey, we can throw him in there. You know, let's see what he does. You know, he has so much talent. He's an immensely talented kid. It's just, like I said, like, just leaving him at one spot and just letting him go, letting him just be that guy and develop, because you draft him in the first round for a reason. Like, don't push him around to like this spot or that spot. Put him in one spot, let him go. And I think with these two guys healthy, I think it helps that need. But if somebody has to come out, you cross your fingers that it doesn't. You have someone that can easily step in at one of those spots.
Javon Alford, Dairyland Express, Total Sports Live, joining us now on Wisconsin Sports Daily. You can follow him on Twitter at Jovan10. I want to talk about Josh Jacobs and maybe the marriage that has with some of the offensive line here. From my confident for confident, concerned, and curious earlier today, I said that I think this is Josh Jacobs' game. I think this is the day that, you know, he's going to have more than 86 yards. He hasn't averaged over 4 yards a carry yet in a season game this year either, Jovan. How concerned, though, are you with some of the play from Josh Jacobs? Because this is a guy that has had on years and off years in the past with the, you know, now Vegas, formerly Oakland, formerly Los Angeles, and whatever the hell else they've played now, Raiders too. But I feel like this is the week that if we're going to see something out of Josh Jacobs and the offensive line, this is as good of a week as any right now going up against that Bengals defense, Javon.
Oh yeah, 100%. This is like the proverbial get right spot. Like, this is the get right spot for him. Like you said, I feel like the last game against the Cowboys defense, he showed a little bit more. I think there was he played much better. And I also always love the Packers getting him involved in the passing game, which I think just helps get more use out of him and what he can bring, you know, to this team. And like you said, you know, this season it hasn't gone well, right? 3.3 yards per carry is not good, right?
No.
That's almost like what Saquon Barkley is doing right now for the Eagles. And both of those teams, right, the strange coincidence is offensive line play, you know, guys being banged up or guys just not, you know, performing, you know, across the board. So I think for the Packers, getting those guys back in particular, I think should help Jacobs, especially against this Cincinnati defense, very leaky, you know, against the run this year. I think they've given up like 132.2, but mm-hmm. over the last three, 157 on the ground. Like, if you cannot run the football with Josh Jacobs successfully, like then there's a bigger problem at hand. So I agree with you. I think Josh Jacobs has a monster game. And I think that this Packers defense can take advantage of Cincinnati even on third downs this year. Cincinnati is, you know, ranked, I think, towards the bottom in third down conversion percentage at 46%. So
that was before Joe Flacco, Javon. That was before Joe Flacco. I mean,
come on now. It's Joe Flacco.
It's not, Packer, you know, killer this year, right? I mean, what? Yeah, these Cleveland already.
Or was it Shelby Harris being the Packer? Packer
Malik
killer?
Collins is a Hall of Famer right now. That's what I heard in that game.
That's what it feels like, Javon. you mentioned Josh Jacobs getting going in that Dallas Cowboys game. Somebody else who got going in the in that Dallas Cowboys game was Romeo Doubs. Three touchdowns was a huge performance from him. I know a lot of people are talking about him as a fantasy option moving forward here. What do you expect his role to continue to be with this Packers team, especially after an offensive explosion like that? At the same time, everybody seemed to offensively explode against the Dallas Cowboys. So what do you make of that game, and what do you think he's going to do in a game against a defense like the Bengals, who also aren't that great?
Yeah, no, I think this is, if you're like a Romeo Doubs truther or believer and just have him in fantasy, like, you are loving it right now. I think Doubs is finally living up to the potential that I think we all saw that he had as a rookie, and now you're kind of seeing it, you know, in fruition. Like, him stepping up as like that wide receiver one, being that reliable target, you know, for Jordan Love. And that's no disrespect to Matthew Golden, right? I feel like that connection is just going to continue to come and get better and better. But Doubs has been that red zone threat. I mean, he might not have like the 100-yard games, but like you said, you'll turn around and Jordan Love's going right to him in the red zone, right? Because everybody's probably thinking, it's Josh Jacobs, it's Tucker Kraft. Like, we got to shut down those two guys. And Doubs is taking advantage, you know, of those matchups. And we saw even, you know, earlier in the season, you know, he's even capable of giving you those explosive plays in the passing game. So I expect the same thing, you know, from Romeo Doubs this week. This Bengals secondary is not great at the cornerback position, you know, this season. They think they give about 259 yards per game against the pass, which is fourth most in the league. So I think the Packers will have their opportunity to take shots. And I would think that if you can run the football, right, that's going to be the key, right? If you can run the football with Josh Jacobs successfully on first down, get into those second and manageables and third and manageables, that's going to open up the playbook for Doubs, for Matthew Golden, for Tucker Kraft to really take off. So I like Romeo Doubs this week. I think Doubs is just going to continue to have a good game. And, you know, I think that's going to be good for him going forward because he's a projected free agent at the end of this year. So he's making his case very good right now.
Talking with Javon Alford, Dairyland Express and Total Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live. You can follow him on Twitter at Javon10. We are Wisconsin Sports Daily right here on the Fan Milwaukee. I'm Charlie Houston. That's Tommy Wirtz over there. Javon, you brought up the relationship with Jordan Love and Matthew Golden. That's starting to kind of bud here a little bit. How long do you expect that relationship to take to build here with between those two guys? And when do you see Matthew Golden becoming that wide receiver one? Is that even something you expect to see this season based off of kind of the development we've seen with that relationship already through the first couple weeks here?
I don't know if I necessarily see it happening like probably immediately, just given the fact that he still has Romeo Doubs at his disposal. You know, you will be getting back Christian Watson too. And, you know, a couple of weeks seems like he's ready to go and getting back on the field, which, I mean, just makes the Packers just entirely different, like, offense, just with having the deep threat ability of both Golden, you know, and Watson. So I think for me, I don't expect it to happen in the next few weeks, but I think that's the luxury of what the Packers have shown us these last few years with having the abundance of like young, talented receiver, right? Nobody has to be like the number one like wide receiver. They have guys that can do a little bit of everything that kind of complements each other, right? Jaden Reed, you know, can stretch the field a little bit, but he's also great underneath, right? But you have the complement of Christian Watson, who has the speed to just take the top off the defense. You got Matthew Golden, who can play at all three wide receiver spots, and then a guy in Dobbs who is a red zone threat. So it's like they're the perfect mix of like a team, almost like in the vein of like the Kansas City Chiefs, right, where they don't have like that number one guy, but they all do something so well that it's like you can't take your eyes off of any of these guys.
And do you think that that is the benefit, like that will only benefit Jordan Love's game, Javon, because he's been phenomenal through his first four games of the season in my eyes too, and really at some point it's been the only part of the offense that you can point to as successful for Green Bay in some games this year. Do you expect that to continue throughout the season with Jordan Love and his play right now? And it will be because maybe he doesn't establish a number one option or a number one weapon throughout this year. He wants to spread the ball around. He wants to get everyone involved. And it creates an advantage for this Packers offense if Jordan Love is spreading it all around.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think anytime you know, you would love to have like the bona fide number one, but anytime you can spread the ball around, it makes things difficult because again, who do you stop, right? If you're Cincinnati coming to this game, all right, you know, you got to stop Dobbs. You got to make sure you keep Golden in front of you. Okay. But now you got to worry about Tucker Kraft in the middle of the field. You also got to worry about a guy in Dontavian Wicks who, you know, will sometimes have four catches, you know, or get a lot of targets in the early game, like we saw a couple weeks ago against the Commanders. So I think him spreading the ball around is going to be a good thing because we're also going to see moments where he goes to certain guys based on matchups, right? Like I said, Romeo Dobbs didn't come in as like the guy, but he's developed into that red zone target. And who's to say that Matthew Golden doesn't evolve into that guy where he feels comfortable in, okay, we know this shot play, we have this matchup, like we're going right at him. No one can stick him. Nobody can cover him.
Javon Alford, Dairyland Express, Total Sports Live, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Javon, this game right now, it feels like Green Bay only has something to lose after this week, right? It's coming off the bye. You're prepared. The Bengals have no idea who they wanted at quarterback, so they went out and made a trade for Joe Flacco. They just want a guy who can at least get the ball to some of their talented receivers.
Yep.
And their defense stinks too. And now the Packers, you know, they're 14-point favorites at a lot of betting sites on they're going to dominate Cincinnati. They're back at Lambeau Field after having two road games before the bye as well. How can Green Bay find something to gain after this game? Because all signs point to you can only be mad at Green Bay after this game. Otherwise, they're just taking care of business if they want to be a top competitive team in the league, Javon.
Yeah, no, I think for me, for the Packers, I think there's a few things you want to see coming out of this game, right? Like we mentioned, the running game, right? Let's get Josh Jacobs going. You get Josh Jacobs going, that's only going to bode well for you against Arizona, against the Steelers coming up, the Panthers, and then obviously in November against the Eagles. Get that running game going. That's gonna help, you know, carry you. And I think defensively, like you want to continue to see what this, you know, defense can do, what this front seven can do, right? You got a couple sacks on Joe Flacco in their previous meeting when he was with, you know, Cleveland, and you held that Browns team, to 13 points. Cincinnati, granted, they have Higgins and Chase, who are a complete upgrade over, you know, what, you know, Cleveland has from a wide receiver standpoint. But I think if you're a Packers fan, like you want to see the running game get going. You want to see that offensive line, you know, protect Love and, you know, stay healthy first and foremost. And then the defense, get turnovers, be opportunistic, you know, get sacks, put Joe Flacco in third and long, second and long, and really force him to make some plays on a short week. Like you said, he's going to be wearing a wristband. This is very short week. They just want a guy that's not going to be a turnover machine. But Joe Flacco, throughout his first four or five games with Cleveland, has been a turnover machine. Mm-hmm. So if you're Green Bay, try to do that.
Javon, you brought up guys on the defense that probably will need to make big plays here. Tommy, in his Confident Concern Cures, was talking about Keyshawn Nixon going up against Jamar Chase or T. Higgins. We also brought up Devontae Wyatt not playing in this game and what the defensive tackle rotation is going to look like between all those guys on that defensive line group, in that defensive tackle group, A, who do you think is going to step up the most for a Devontae Wyatt in that spot? And then how much do you think they'll be able to help the defensive back group without a guy like Devontae Wyatt out there?
Yeah, no, not having Wyatt is definitely big, but I think, again, this is where you trust in your development of, you know, Carl Brooks, you know, Stackhouse and Wooden, and it helps that the Bengals offensive line is not great, and it also helps that Chase Brown has not really done nothing on the ground.
Yeah.
So if anything, I want to see if those young guys can fill in that role. Can you get pressure? Can you stop the run? Can you do those things? Because we know in football, and we've seen it with this Packers team, right? This front seven's humming, you know, with everything that Jeff Hafley does, you know, it makes the secondary job 10 times easier, right? It's going to make Keyshawn Nixon's job 10 times easier against Chase. And we know Ja'Marr Chase is going to get his, right? Because that's just Ja'Marr Chase, right? But if those guys, particularly on that defensive line, you know, they can get, you know, a couple of TFLs here, get a couple of pressures, like that's going to go a long way. You stop that run, now Keyshawn, that's going to put, if you put them in third and long situations, Micah Parsons, Lucas Van Ness, ping your ears back and go right at him.
Javon Alford, Dairyland Express, Total Sports Live. Prediction for Sunday, Javon?
Prediction? I won't give a score prediction because I know that spread's 14 points and weirder things have happened.
Yes,
bad beats happen in the NFL. But I will say, I think Green Bay comes away with this win. I think, like you said, I think Josh Jacobs gets off the mat and really looks like the Josh Jacobs we saw last year. And I think Tucker Kraft could have a very big game here. I think Tucker Kraft could be somebody to watch out for, especially knowing this Bengals defense has not been great against tight ends this year. We saw Sam Laporta have a nice game against them, and then TJ Hockenson a few weeks back with the Vikings. So I think Packers win this game. It might not be by 14. It might be 13, just because you know how the spread is. But I think the Packers win. Huge game from Jacobs, and look out for Tucker Kraft in this one as well.
Javon, you want to plug anything on the way out? What you've been working on? You're based in Philly, right? That's where you're based?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, Sixers about to start. Are they cooked? Anyone care about what's going on over there?
I'll say the Sixers are probably not cooked. It's a wait and see. It's a wait and see with the Sixers. You know, anything should hopefully be better than
just
what happened
on Thursday
night.
Just preheating the oven on the Sixers.
Yeah,
just
preheating the oven. Yeah, you know, you got McCain, Maxey, Edgecombe. It should be all right.
Didn't say Joel Embiid. Didn't even say Joel Embiid out of that.
Yeah, because you gotta see what it is with the injury. But hey, if you get a healthy Joel and a healthy PG, this team could be something.
What you got working on right now, Javon? You want to plug on the way out? Sorry.
Pretty much Dairyland Express, obviously, is a bunch of, you know, Packer stuff getting ready, obviously, for week six, you know, against, you know, hopefully what if the Packers come out and show that they are that team to beat, because you got to keep up with Detroit right now. So obviously week six, leading into week six, and obviously the week six fallout from that. And then from Philadelphia Sports Lens, obviously TotalSportsLive.com, a lot of things happening in Philadelphia sports, sadly, with the Phillies, and then obviously the Eagles going down against the New York Giants, and obviously Sixers coming up in a few weeks. So that's pretty much everything on tap.
Yeah, Philly's officially cooked, done, over. And the Eagles, like, no, you're just
can
mad.
Can you run the tush push the entire game?
Right.
Is that
possible? Yeah, that's what they're wondering. Some people are wondering if they will just do 58 tush pushes next game and lose by 16 instead of 17 to the Giants.
Unless you get the fake tush push. That's the second time they've run that. So if you're a Packers fan, like, be on the lookout for that in that matchup, because that's the second time they've ran that style of play where they flip it out and lateral to Goddard in that diamond formation.
Javon Alford, Dairyland Express, Total Sports Live. Follow him on Twitter at Jovon10. Thank you so much for popping on, my man. We'll do it again soon sometime.
No problem. Appreciate y'all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.